أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. In explanation of this ayat yesterday, we saw that it is a very, very severe and hard day that we will be facing, that is on the day of Qiyamah. But however, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has made us believers, the followers of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a very simple, very short, easy dua by which we can be saved of all these tortures and torments of the day of Qiyamah. And that is the dua, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. O Allah, make my accountability an easy accounting. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of an easy accountability? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala will just look at your record of deeds and say, go. He won't open it and he won't investigate it. He will just say, go, and you go to Jannah. So we have been taught this very beautiful dua, and at least once a day we should try and read this dua. If we read it individually for ourselves, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera, and that are the words that have come. And if we are to include other people in our intentions, our family, etc., Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, in his beautiful way gave beautiful examples. He said this is like at the customs at the airport or any other place where you have to go through, and they are now, before it was a green light and a red light. Now it is things to declare and nothing to declare. So you just go through the green light and nobody asks you questions and you just go through. So by reading this dua, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, no questions asked, nothing to declare, you just walk through. So this is every dua and every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely valuable, and we are deeply in need of it. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make this dua often, or at least once a day we should make this dua. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yaseera. The translation of these ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Kya khyaal nahi rakhte wo log ke unko uthna hai. That is, those people who are doing wrong business transactions, particularly referred to here. But generally, all the other wrong that we are doing, and here, the thief, that is, when we have to take, we want full, and we want it immediately. But when we have to give, then we don't give in full, and we don't want to give it properly. So Allah says, those people who are acting in that way, don't they realize, don't they know that they are going to be resurrected and brought back to life and break and be accountable for all these actions of theirs? لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ Us bari deen ke waste, for that great day, that day that a person won't be able to do anything, he won't be able to speak without the permission of Allah. Nobody will be able to intercede for another without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. A day when the Abi alayhi salatu wa salam will also be worried about themselves, what is going to be happening to them, instead of being worried what is going to happen to others. It will be a day, yawma yaqoomun nasu li rabbil alameen, jis din khare rahenge log raah dekhte jahan ke malik ki. It will be a day when people will be standing and waiting for their accountability in front of Allah, who is the Rabb of all the universe. That is, Allah Himself will be taking this account, and Allah will check everyone, and everyone will be in this great perplexity and worry that what decision is going to be made about me. Am I going to Jannah? Am I going to Jahannam? And a person won't know until his account is presented by Allah, and Allah will make that decision. That in itself, this waiting and this worry, what an anxiety it will be. So it will be, the ayat of the Quran show that it will be a very, very difficult and a very hard day. But for this ummah, Allah has made everything so easy. It is ready on the plate. It is just for us to eat it. So particularly this dua, we should be concerned. We should read it regularly, and we should be concerned about the day of Qiyamah. That and live our lives according that, how that we will have to be accountable, and we will have to answer for everything, and also for our families and all, also our close and dear ones. We should regularly be making dua that Allah does not take us to account even in this world, and neither in the year after in any way. That Allah forgives us and just let us go through the green light and have no problems whatsoever. And that is all this Allah has put, so that that concern and worry comes into a person of accountability, of being responsible for one's actions, and not just live a life, a carefree, casual life. Like particularly the youngsters, how they are, they just do any and everything and not concerned. Allah does not like that way of a life. Allah wants us that we must be responsible and accountable for all our actions. May Allah give us all tawfiq and save us from the horrors and the tortures of the akhirah, of all the difficulties of this world also, and the year after as well. Wa akhiru da'wah.